Union appeals Amazon election loss, accuses company of violating laws. By Lucas Nolan on April 20, 2021. The retail, wholesale, and department store union has reportedly filed challenges over the unsuccessful union vote at Amazon's warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, alleging that the company violated legal restrictions. The Wall Street Journal reports that the union behind the unsuccessful unionization vote at Amazon's facility in Bessemer, Alabama, has filed challenges alleging that Amazon violated legal restrictions throughout the course of the election. In an objection filed with the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, attorneys for the retail, wholesale, and department store union, RUTSU, alleged that Amazon intimidated and threatened its employees into voting against unionization. The RUTSU cited meetings that Amazon held with workers in a mailbox installed outside of the warehouse. It was reported at the time that more than 70% of workers who cast ballots in the election voted against joining the RUTSU. The union alleges that Amazon threatened employees with the loss of their jobs or shutdown of the warehouse, as well as the loss of compensation and benefits if a union was formed. The union also alleged that Amazon targeted workers who asked questions at meetings by removing them from future meetings, possibly scaring other employees into silence. The union also focused on a mailbox installed by the U.S. Postal Service at Amazon's request outside the Bessemer facility. The union alleges that the mailbox could have coerced workers into incorrectly believing Amazon was conducting the election and therefore feeling pressured to vote against unionizing. RUTSU President Stuart Applebaum stated, "Amazon knew full well that unless they did everything they possibly could, even illegal activity, their workers would have continued supporting the union. We demand a comprehensive investigation over Amazon's behavior in corrupting this election." An Amazon spokesperson stated that the union is misrepresenting facts, adding, "We look forward to the next steps in the legal process." Amazon stated following the election, "It's easy to predict the union will say that Amazon won this election because we intimidated employees, but that's not true. Our employees heard far more anti-Amazon messages from the union, policymakers, and media outlets than they heard from us." Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.